Stav, Abby and Matt, the B105 Breakfast Show.
G'day, podcasters. What a wonderful day for you to be joining our show. Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
You can do it. I didn't even know that it was him. Like, I know I said it as soon as you, I was like, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. He was a lovely chap.
He was.
Can't believe that he just couldn't get some people to do his dirty work for him.
I don't think he has people.
I think he wants to do it. I think that's the difference. Mm. I don't think he'd like to.
Well, maybe there's stuff in there, as you're going to hear it in the chat, wherever he is. Maybe there's stuff in there he doesn't want people to see.
Mm, maybe.
Is that
that's like, why he was doing it.
Also, he's got like a mansion.
Mm. But he would collect a lot of stuff being that rich.
Yeah.
It's a big thing, way bigger thing in America, storage spaces
well,
for your stuff.
About
he was
that,
going through his storage.
We're
yeah.
thinking about getting a storage, and I think that's ridiculous.
No.
So do I.
If you're going to store it, you're not using it. Get rid of it.
Thank you, because I don't want one. Scott wants one.
Yeah, but he wants to live in it, so the same rules apply.
Okay, yeah.
No, he wants to get a storage. I was like, we can't fit
What's he storing in it?
A trailer and all his tools and all...
Oh, that's different, because he will go and get them out and use them.
Rusted nails that are all downstairs. I've asked him to get rid of this, like, little nook. I don't even know what you call it, like some sort of storage thing that he has. He's built this storage box. I was like, that needs to go.
Where's the closest one to you, though?
There's a lot.
Is there?
National Storage Cooperary. Yeah. You know how I know that?
How?
Because I go there once a week now because...
The bloody parcel locker's there.
Is that one still there?
I didn't know I was going to say that. I was going to say because I like the guy working there. No, it's, they do all the postage now for like, let's just say if you return anything for Amazon, you go and return it there.
Right.
And if I want to send something, it's a lot cheaper.
Do they do the auctions here like they do in America? I would love that so much.
I don't think so.
They do auctions, but there a lot of the interesting ones are airport ones.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to go to an auction with me, I'd like
I'd love that.
Often they're online.
Don't like that.
You mean like where if someone doesn't go and pay their bill for their storage shed for 12 months, they
it's
just
not
sell
even
it.
That. It's only three.
Right.
If you don't pay your rent for 3 months, they auction them off.
They must be getting bigger and bigger because there are some huge ones that have opened when we're on our way to, is it Redcliffe? I think it is.
Yeah.
There's massive ones that have just gone up everywhere.
Mm. There's big money in it.
Yeah, there's a new one just at the Gabba as well. It used to be where the car dealership was, Holden car dealership.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Honda. Now that one's been replaced by National Storage.
Right.
So there's heaps.
But yeah, he goes through his storage shed. But that storage shed also might be at his mansion.
Oh, that's true.
You know, we're pitching him at a storage king.
Yeah.
Here you go. I bid on storage. And that's storage auctions.
Because I know, I mean, the show is a bit, you know, jimmied up.
It has to be. They don't find that much of it.
No, they do. There's one guy who found a whole bunch of artworks and it was like $5 million.
Oh my God. No, Stav, here you go.
Mm.
So you can, but there's one that you can bid on. Yeah, right. Now you would like it, I guess.
And you don't know what it is?
There is.
That's the best part. You have to go through other people's stuff and keep it.
But
you always see me go, there's this table. That'll be $100. I'm like, who's paying $100 for that table, man?
They're pretty expensive. So there's a current bid for $2,000 for this one. There's one at Raceview.
That'd be a good one.
Albion. Storage Choice Albion.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
And it says the highest bid is $1,000. They show you photos. It's jewelry. That just feels wrong, doesn't it?
Nah.
Why?
They didn't pay their bills, mate.
Oh, my God. There's one. Like, look at all the shoe storage. Do you want that one? Maybe we should get something.
No.
I mean, it felt wrong.
We don't need to buy more stuff.
It felt wrong, but it was a really quick turnaround.
It was really fast.
Yeah?
Righto.
No, this is a shop. Look, guys. Look. Look, you started on me on this. Look, you got music.
What's that? Drums?
Yeah, drums.
You don't need...
You get enough
memory
Scott
phones,
for having too much stuff, and now you're buying other people's shit.
Yeah, but this stuff's useful.
Yeah, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, a good one.
I love a drum kit. You'd love a drum kit. Get back into it.
Yeah, but...
We can join a band.
Where would I keep it?
We'd have to get a storage unit.
Yeah. That's how they get
I currently
you.
Have a a bloody treadmill I want to get rid of.
Trade it for a drum kit.
This has got a treadmill and she never uses it.
We'd be a good band.
This is the third one that we've bought that she doesn't use.
It could just be me on guitar and you on drums, like the white
what
stripes.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Tambourine.
Singing.
Recorder? You still any good on the recorder?
No, I did tambourine.
You could sing, couldn't you?
I just sent it to you guys. This is pretty cool.
All right, let's get into the podcast.
Well, we look at what we're going to purchase
well,
from storage.
We buy some stuff. Let's roll it.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
Yeah, he's performing at the Tivoli Theatre the 9th of June. You can get tickets to see him at ticketmaster.com.au. Rob Schneider, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Well, for me, it's evening. I'm up and over, but thank you for having me.
What are you actually doing in your house then at the moment?
I'm not. I'm actually in storage. You know when you have, like, you just have way too much stuff?
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with it eventually?
Yep.
So that's what I'm doing, unfortunately, and it's really awful.
So, Rob, the day you knew you had media interviews, you thought, I'm going to go to my storage shed and do some work there while the radio stations in Australia call me.
Yeah, I mean, that's how much, I mean, that's the point of mine. I'm 35 years in, you know what I'm saying? The pressure's off.
Yeah.
And he's a busy man.
Whenever I see, like, David Spade or Adam Sandler, Chris Rock or Kevin James, I go, like, listen, guys, if you haven't accomplished what you needed to at this point in your life, what are you stressing about?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, fair
now you got to think about early death, heart disease, prostate cancer.
Yeah.
These are the bigger issues, not what movie you can get.
Yeah,
you know
plus,
I mean?
Plus, if you don't keep up with your storage, you end up on those storage wars where people are buying your stuff at auction and rifling through it.
I know. You know what's so funny? I used to watch that. You know, I'm an older dad, so like my wife, when we had kids recently, that was just like we would sit and watch that. And you just could tell, like, you got it. They stuffed that with something at the end.
Yeah.
It's all crap in there. I know nothing. There's nothing but crap that we have in ours, you know.
We are so excited that you're bringing your stand-up to a Down Under. And I know that sometimes you're like, oh, I'm not worried about the woke stuff. I'll say what I want. And I've seen some very funny jokes. You're talking about Trump and Joe Biden. Do you actually think Trump can get back in?
I think so. I mean, he might be the first president to kind of take over the reins in prison.
Yeah.
But he's got a very good chance.
Wow.
There's no rule against being in prison and being president. You just have to be 35 and be born in the U.S.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen. It's just crazy because, like, you know, we're America. We get two choices. That's double China, you know? So we have, like, we're twice as much as China. It's not going to change either way. So, you know, too much. It's just, you know, they complain. They always say, like, this is the most important election ever. And they say that every 4 years, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't care. But I got some fun stories we'll talk about, some good jokes, and I'm bringing my family.
Nice.
And the kids are super excited. And it's the best meal I ever had was in Brisbane.
Oh, really? Oh.
Do you remember where it was?
The best ever. Yeah, it was a seafood restaurant. And I'm telling you, it was, like, the most expensive restaurant I think I've ever been to in my life either because, you know, you guys You pay a lot for your employees, not like we do in the United States, get away with whatever we can get and then tip out of huge guilt.
Yes.
You know? So, but we do that. So, but it was really great. My wife's excited about all the pies you get down there.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you know? We love our pies. Yeah.
So that's exciting. The kids are excited about the pies and they're excited that they're going to be going. They saw some beautiful pictures of, like, Bomb Dolly Beach, and they say Brisbane. And I hear that the reef is doing better now, right?
Yeah, the Great Barrier Reef.
Well, since COVID, no one could go there, so it really, really bloomed.
It flourished.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll have another COVID so that they can completely
go better.
Recover.
Oh. Yeah. Now, you've got quite an established career. You've done so much. Saturday Night Live, Juice Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, a lot of Adam Sandler's, Sandman's films, The Waterboy and stuff. We played this in the intro, but the catchphrase, you can do it, does that haunt you? Does it get yelled out at you every day, or do you like it and roll with it?
I roll with it now, but it does become one of the things that haunts me. And I think that was Adam's design. He wanted something to be to some people to yell at me for something to as a personal joke that I didn't realize it was going to be a 30-year joke, but it has. But that's okay. It's better than saying, you know, sometimes I think they're yelling at me and I think it's something for good, but it's just because I took over two cars with my sports car. I took over two parking places with my sports car, and people don't like that.
You're actually going to be in an upcoming Netflix special with Adam Sandler as well.
Yeah, yeah, the new one that he just finished, which is a lot of fun. He just, you know, Adam really doesn't know what to do with his downtime. He's never going to retire. So, like, between movies, he wants to go out and perform live, and he's great at it. And I'm trying to get him to come to Australia because his live show's hilarious.
Yeah.
So we just taped it together, and he had me come out and perform with him like he always does, which is just, you know, he's just the nicest guy in the history of show business. So he likes to have his friends come out, and we had fun together. So this will be something that comes out in the end of summer, and I'm looking forward to that. And people have a good time. He just had me do one of my oldest impressions for like a few minutes, and we just played around on stage not knowing what we were going to do.
Love it.
And it turned out to be really fun. And so hopefully he's doing a movie now with George Clooney in England.
Wow.
That's what his life is like now.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
He doesn't own a mirror, does he?
I'm going through my storage.
What do you mean he doesn't own a mirror?
He doesn't have a storage locker.
No, he doesn't.
No. Well, the way just he every time he you see the way
not
he dresses,
going through storage like I am.
No,
he dresses cash.
He doesn't really care. You know, it's like when you get older, you get in your 50s, you just two things happen. One, you don't care anymore, and two, you just want to wear stuff that basically you can fall asleep in.
Yes,
he's done that his whole life, though, hasn't he? Yeah.
No, that's good advice.
He has. He did that early. He started doing that in his mid-30s, just not caring. He would show up at a premiere literally in shorts, tennis shoes, and a triple extra large T-shirt, and that was it. And I go, "Are you really going to wear that?" And he said, "Like, yeah. What are they going to do at this point?"
Yeah, it's my premiere.
The movie.
Yeah,
we heard that he was then going to. I know he's busy with George Clooney at the moment, but after that, we heard that he was doing the Happy Gilmore 2.
He called me from England, and he said, "I'm looking for you to do something fun in it." So I think he's serious about it. Mm-hmm. And I just think of it like he never wanted to do sequels ever. But I just think that one, really, struck a chord. And him and Tim Hurley, his writing partner, have a funny idea. And it really is, I think he wants to do a sequel. But I think the big excuse is just to get him and his friends together for a couple of months.
That's all his movies, and it works well for him. It's great.
Well,
it is. He worked, yeah.
You sound busy,
Rob. Like to stand up active mind. No, I'm good. I'm just going through stuff.
What item do you have in your hand? What item do you have in your hand at the moment, then?
It's my wife's. It's her running lead weights that she runs with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, keep those in storage. She doesn't want them.
That's what my wife calls me.
I'm throwing those away faster than she can. She's not down here, so I'm throwing them away right now.
Perfect.
You know, as soon as you chuck them away, she's going to go looking for them in 2 days' time and wondering where they are.
Robert, what did you do with my weights and leg weights? I've been paying rent for them for 3 years in storage. You obviously didn't need them that badly. That's what I'll do.
Rob Schneider, looking forward to it, mate. You can get tickets to see you, ticketmaster.com.au. You're performing at the Tivoli here in Brisbane. We'll let you get
good
back to your storage.
Good on you. Bless you guys. We'll see you down there. Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby, and Matt.
I can't make parent-teacher interviews tomorrow, so I am sending my husband.
Oh.
And I'm just so nervous about them because remember last time we went to interviews when he was allowed to? I think it was probably about 5 years ago, and he hasn't been to one since then because we get out of the car and he goes to me, "Did you pack my shoes?" Now, a question like that you would maybe expect from a child. No, do you know what? To be honest, no. I raise my children better than that, so I know whose fault it is. And they would wear their shoes because you wear your shoes out of the house.
Mm.
The question, "Did you pack my shoes too?" would suggest you're going away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Not just going four
You know what it is?
Over.
Because he wears his work shoes or he's got his dressy thongs or the casual thongs and he doesn't wear them when he's driving.
Oh,
so
right.
He'll put them by...
Yeah, you can't wear thongs while you drive.
So he'll put them under the seat. So he looked down there and goes, "Did you pack my shoes?" Why would I pack your shoes?
To avoid this situation.
But I don't have to.
You shouldn't have to.
I've got three kids that I parent. Mm. You know, and now I always refer to him as my firstborn. We always go, "My firstborn is playing football this weekend."
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys will go, "Oh, yeah, where is he playing football?" And they know that I'm talking about my husband.
Mm. You got four kids.
He's going to the interviews.
Yeah. Is he going to go to the right teacher?
Well, I've printed it out for him.
Okay.
And I said, and this is the best thing, because my son is old enough and they go to the interviews for high school.
Uh-huh.
And I said...
Oh, the kid comes as well while you talk about him.
And I think that I don't really like, because I like to bitch about them when they're not there.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, "I know, I'm right," and talk about them behind their back. But for this instance, I need someone to babysit. my husband. So I said, do you mind going to the interviews? And he goes, don't worry, I've got it. And I was like, you know what? I know you've got it. But just can you call your dad if you can't find him? And just can you remind him that the interview is about you and not about him? Because he normally sits there and goes, how's school? And go, I tell you what, when I was in high school, and I just didn't really get English. You know what I mean? I'm not really good at it now, am I? Like, you know, my words are, and it's like, shh, ask about our son.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have you packed his shoes, though? Can you make sure you pack his shoes?
I'm hoping he's going to come straight from work because they're during the day.
Yeah.
And he has his shoes. Okay. But have I packed some notes for him?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. you do something that
you don't understand what it's like.
I don't understand.
You have
what it's
competent
like.
Wives.
Yep.
It must be amazing. What's the feeling?
She could have gone the other way with that, couldn't she? Because you don't know what it's like because you're competent.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. No.
Do you guys go to the interviews by yourself or do your wives go?
I did the ones last lot on my own.
Did she tell you what time they were and with who?
Yes.
Yeah. See what I mean? See, you have competent wives. You've got amazing wives.
I mean,
I know you could have done it.
I did.
But you didn't have to because she did.
She booked them.
Yep.
But that's only because she has the login to the parent portal.
And why does she have the login?
Because she didn't delete the email when it came into
See
the inbox
I mean?
And say that's, she didn't say that's not my problem.
She doesn't have the option to be the kid.
She's also on the WhatsApp groups.
Because she has to be, because you're not.
Yeah. And you know what? Because I believe in equality, I let her have that.
No, it's because you guys go the opposite way and you start becoming little kids that are like, nah, me.
In his defense, Scotty, did he care that he was barefoot?
No. Yeah, he did. Do you think it's a bit weird when you're walking through a school to try and talk to the teachers about your child's behaviour and you're not wearing shoes? And you know what? He kept walking. You don't think it's unusual?
No.
Then do it.
Okay.
Go to the next interviews without shoes.
Okay.
Okay. You don't think it's that?
Not in Australia.
Nah, it's weird. Unless you know what I would have done? I would have started limping like I had
you can't
hurt
put on a
like
shoe.
I'd hurt my something was wrong with my toe so I couldn't physically wear them.
Do you know that all the other dads, they were like, because Scott has to address it. Oh, look, mate, I forgot my shoes. She's headless. Oh, look at her. Steaming around, she's headless. Look, I forgot my shoes. And they're like, no, that's great. I think it's great. And I said, why don't you take your shoes off and walk around then? And they all look at their wives and went, nah, it's all good.
What clothes was he wearing?
He was wearing
a suit.
His standard shorts and T-shirts. Does he have any other clothes?
No, but what I mean is like he wasn't in his work stuff. Had he dressed?
No. He'd gone home.
Had a shower
to try to impress the teachers so that we could go as a family unit looking like, yeah, we've got this. Organised a babysitter for the first time that we're going to go together. Did you pack my shoes? And do you know what's worse about this? And I blame myself. Third time that happened. Last time we went out for dinner and he goes, did you pack my shoes? I'm like, why?
He should get
Why would I pack
shoes
your shoes? So we had to walk to 7-Eleven and buy a pair of thongs.
Yeah, right.
Which they had.
Yep.
For people like Scotty.
Yep.
To go into
thongs.
The restaurant.
In case of Scotty, break glass and it's just a pair of shoes.
Hey, Farah's just joined us. And 13, 10, 60. We love these stories. Hey, Farah.
Hi.
You've got one too? You've got one of these firstborn children?
Man-child?
I feel like he's the identical twin, basically. Exactly the same. He does not wear shoes, and I can't go to the interview tomorrow, and I'm sending him. He does take notes, and he forgets what the conversation was about when he comes home.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I took him, he went for the information night once, and I came back, and I said, did you take any notes? He goes, no, there was nothing in it. And I went, but when you sat down, what did they talk about for 2 hours? Oh, nothing. What do you mean nothing? Like, was there no information? No.
Yeah, he talks about himself as well, and I feel like the conversation will go around and around in circles and not about the actual child.
13, 10, 60. Are you raising your husband? That's the question here, all right? Now, feel free to tell us what it is that you have to do, whether it's those any little minute thing.
Yeah. Did you remember to put his toothpaste on his toothbrush this morning?
He's asked me not to talk about that. If that's okay.
Okay.
He was getting annoyed at me because I said he wasn't brushing his tooth. He's like, I am brushing my teeth. I said, I noticed it once. You went to bed without. And he goes, oh, there was one time.
Are you checking his toothbrush to see if it's wet?
I have like oral hygiene's a really big deal to me. And I love brushing my teeth. So if someone doesn't brush their teeth, it freaks me out. Right. So I was leaving toothpaste on the toothbrush before I went to work so that I could check it when I came home.
Brush them.
Wow. But I do that with all everyone.
Yeah. Are you raising your husband? Do you know a man child? Mm. That's what we want to know this morning. No judgment. We just want to hear your situation. Share
Maybe
it.
You've been through it. Do they grow up? And
Stacey in Redland Bay, are you raising your husband?
So my husband goes away for work and he expects me to pack his suitcase because if not, he won't take a suitcase.
Well, he'll just go in the clothes he's in and that's that.
Pretty much, yes.
Wow. So do you organise the day's outfits or is it like work clothes that he has?
Just work clothes and like steel cap boots and stuff like that.
Yeah, I bet you pack it well though, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just so good at it, babe.
Yeah. And you enjoy it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Have you ever tried not packing it and just letting him go?
Yes, and he always just says, I'll get around to it, and then it makes me anxious, so I just pack it in.
Yeah, see, that's what it is. Yeah. We need to be strong.
All right, Kareen, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you raising your husband?
Well, it's not really, like, an appropriate thing to think about when he's, like, as a child.
Yeah.
But when he's drunk, I have to pretty much tell him where what his name is. I had to hold the bucket and, like, he spewed, and he spewed on me. And then so, you know, it was just bad.
That's interesting, Kareen, because it appears that Scotty is also raising Abby.
What? I had to do that?
Well, that's what I was just thinking. Well, it was how you said about the unicorn. I was like, maybe my husband would say that about me.
Yeah. Have you said that Scott said to look after me when I'm drunk? Yeah. When?
I don't know. I'm just having a
That's what
laugh.
I meant. It's never happened.
It's never happened.
No, I would love to do it, but he never does. He can't handle it.
Oh.
He just
lets you go.
No. Like, he literally can't handle it. There has not been any situation where I have been drunk and he's looked after me.
Oh.
Yeah. There's been times where I've written my phone number and his name on his arm before and text her when he's gone out.
Yeah.
Like a little lost kid when they're going to the Ecker. Uh-huh. Please call if lost.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey, guys. My partner has one bill in his name. That's all he has.
What bill is it?
It's the KO bill for sports. One bill in his name.
Yeah.
We went out for dinner, was a while ago, with my whole side of the family. Mm. And he sat at the table mid-conversation and went, oh, babe, the KO bill just came in. I forwarded it to you.
Oh, no. So did he sign it up himself?
The same account.
Did he sign it up himself then?
Oh, yeah, he signed it up himself. That's, you know, so he could watch the sport.
Yeah.
But,
I know, but he can do it is what I'm saying. He can do it.
Oh, yeah, fully capable. I said access to the same accounts. Like, he has the information in front of him. But he was just like, no, I don't know how to pay the bills. Like, sure you don't.
Does he have a bank account or is that all yours as well?
No, it's all joint.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys pay bills?
I do.
Scotty doesn't pay any bills at all.
I pay all of our bills.
Yeah, right.
I pay most of them.
Yeah, wow. Here's the thing, Alicia. Would you trust your husband to pay them?
Oh, I have tried. I made him a spreadsheet once to see if he could do it while I was away.
Yeah. Because my husband's like, why do you pay it early? Like, you should pay it, like, after. You don't want to give them, like, extra in their bank account.
You mean on time?
Yeah. And I was like, but that means, no, but then you get late fees. He goes, no, I won't. And then he tried it once and there was just all these late fees. And I was like, how's it going by keeping the money in our account?
Good.
Yeah,
shut up.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Luxurious hotel accommodation, a world-class casino, live entertainment, dining and bars all in one place. Book your starcation at The Star Gold Coast now. TheStar.com.au.
Abby's Long Lunch.
I can officially say it has been a long year as we're almost halfway through. So it is time to let loose a little bit, let the pressure of the routine just disappear and get away with the girls for Mother's Day. We're going to a long lunch on the Gold Coast. We're going to be staying at the Star. They've got the Japanese restaurant there, which is just absolutely amazing. So we're going to go to a private room there to have a long lunch. And then we might have some drinks after. We might have kick-ons. Just a little bit. If you want to come along, b105.com.au, you get to bring a friend, Melissa, in Upper Kedron. You're coming along.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, so exciting.
I've got a beautiful photo of you with your 12-month-old, and you said that you're using this as an excuse to wean him off the nip.
Yes, and they need a break. It's been a long 12 months.
Does he take the bottle?
No, he doesn't.
But now he'll have to.
Yeah, look, that's Dad's problem, not mine for a night.
Oh, I do like it that you said that you're going to bring your friend, your bestie, Miranda, along with you, because in your minds you're still in 2012 and still dropping to Flo Rida on the weekends.
Every time that comes on the radio, I'm just picturing it.
Yeah.
Dance away.
Is it that one or is it a different one?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Anything.
Yeah.
It's a low.
Melissa, when you used to go out to the clubs, did you used to wear high heels?
I'm pretty short, so I had to. They always came off halfway through the night.
Yeah.
I was that person getting kicked out for not wearing shoes.
Because I'm thinking we should go, but we should wear sneakers, because that's what all the young kids are doing these days, so we should just be comfortable. What? What, Matt?
Hello, fellow teenagers.
I didn't say anything.
No,
I
didn't say anything.
With your facey face thing, judgy of the young kid.
What do you think all the young kids are doing these days? Shall we join them on their dance floor in the nightclub with the shoe of choice of today?
Is there a nightclub that opens at 5 p.m? Is there?
Yeah.
Because we're going to go.
In your sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
F45, they play Flo Rida.
We are not going to be allowed to go in there. It's going to be fun, Melissa. I'm really excited that you get to come along.
I'm very excited that you chose to do that. What a great time.
All righty. There we go. If you want to be there, the registration's closed this week.
There's the bubs.
He can't come.
You need to register, b105.com.au.
See, she needs to get away.
Oh, see, he's crying because his mum is leaving him.
For one night.
Hey, does your husband know that you
are going away?
Registered?
No, but I'm sure he will now.
What's his name?
Wow.
Shane.
What was it, sorry?
Shane.
Shane. All right, Shane. Melissa is going away on the 9th, if that's okay. I mean, I'm just letting you know.
There is someone else who is going to be joining you girls on said trip.
We feel it's a necessity.
Entertainment?
Yes.
Yeah, she could be entertainment. Yes.
She.
Mm-hmm.
It.
a staff representative. And this wasn't our idea.
No.
Whose idea was it?
This came from the board of Southern Cross Austereo, who are our parent company. There's Bill.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Steve-O.
Yep.
Yeah. And his current cousin
you
Terrence.
You have never
is
been
on
invited
well.
Into
Roger
that boardroom.
Waterford the third.
So we're going to meet the person who has been selected by the board that said has to come on this
lies.
Trip. They did. They called an emergency board meeting yesterday.
Oh, they got a lot going on. They ain't calling
after
you.
After they heard that you got a girl again. Fired from the last one, they said for legal reasons.
Got to cover our ears.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we said when the board speaks,
we listen.
Do
you?
Because that's what we do as corporate monkeys. We're going to meet this person next who has to go along to this long lunch. We'll find out here at B105.
Luxurious hotel accommodation, a world-class casino, live entertainment, dining and bars all in one place. Book your starcation at the Star Gold Coast now. thestar.com.au.
Abby's Long Lunch.
Tell us what the plan.
Well, the plan is that we're going for a quiet long lunch at the Star Casino next Thursday. We're staying there overnight, being responsible, and I'll do the show from there on Friday morning. I really don't know what's going on or what the issue is.
Well, the issue is you did this a while ago when you went to Daydream Island.
I wouldn't even say a while ago.
No, not even.
It was ages ago.
It was probably last year. And there was nudity and someone lost their job. So the company is worried.
Yeah, but yes. No.
Good defense, though. Wait a minute, let me get that.
It wasn't as big as what you're making it out to be, and that's what we kept saying, that it wasn't a bender. We were just saying, I'm beating it up because I want to just make it fun for everyone.
You didn't tell us.
So I didn't beat that one up.
Was there nudity?
Yeah, there was, and someone got fired.
Yeah. See, that's not a beat up, that's just facts.
But, I think that was a bit different issue, though. They didn't say that they were going away. So she was under the impression that she was going to have time to still work on the laptop.
Right.
And then that didn't happen. So that's why she got fired and the nudity was someone else.
And I mean, the two mums that we've put on already, I've noticed there's a theme to them because we asked them, like, what's your favourite party song?
Yeah.
And they all seem to go with the getting low theme. So that's Flo Rida's Low. So these are they're putting a playlist together.
Yeah. You are just judging. You're presuming that people that like this music like to get loose.
Yeah, you're right. That's what they listen
to
in Parliament.
Judgy, 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 judgy. Yeah, you should have seen this. This was Anastasia Palaszczuk's favourite song. You should have seen it.
You go to a lawyer, he's playing this song, you're like, this is my kind of lawyer. Yeah. Not a chance.
So, I just want you to know as we proceed here, because the long lunch is next week, you've got to register b105.com.au. This is not Stav and I.
No, our hands are tight.
Is this part of the risk assessment? We've always got to do risk assessments. We did it this time? Did you do it, Ash?
Oh, Jason did it. Intern Jace has picked all of these people.
Why did you let him do that? Yeah, but who did the risk assessment?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
So risk assessments sometimes make it to the board. So the board of directors of B105 had a meeting.
Yeah,
they mortified. Didn't.
They're their little triangle sandwiches and coffees, and they discussed it. And they've said that this can only go ahead if one of our employees from HR, who we call behind her back, Angry Ange. She's now joining us on the line. Hello, Ange.
Hi, Ange.
It's actually Angela.
And
sorry.
Of course it is, Angela.
That's on your email. Should have read that. Yes. So what's going on? Is she coming along?
Yep.
Well, you haven't registered.
The board has said that for this risk assessment to pass that, Ange, you've got to go on the trip with Abby.
Yes, I think after last year, it sounds absolutely necessary to have someone like me to monitor and make sure people are having fun, but the right amount of fun.
The right amount of fun. Yes. What's
Let's
the thing?
Just put a limit on that fun.
I wouldn't cross angry Angela. What sort of things are you going to be looking out for here, Angela?
Well, I mean, drinking in a responsible way. If there's going to be drinking involved, it needs to be one standard drink every hour.
Perfect.
Never an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Lots of water involved. And by the sounds of the music that you guys were just playing, I think that already sounds quite inappropriate. There's going to be mothers there.
Yeah.
Nudity last year. It's legal, first and foremost, to have nudity involved. But yeah, because there's mothers.
There is mothers, but there's no kids there, Ange.
Yes, but these mothers are raising future generations, so we're not going to be setting a bad example.
That's a very good point.
No, we do that at home by ourselves.
And their actions reflect the company.
Why? They're not employees.
Abby was talking about it. They're with the company. Abby was talking about maybe having a pool party, Angry Angela, and they are going to be eating lunch. So what sort of things will you be looking out for there? Obviously, they'll have to wait 30 minutes before going swimming.
Absolutely. Waiting 30 minutes, sunscreen. Reapplying.
Yep. Yeah.
If we're going to have a party pooper, I would have just invited Stav and Matt.
It's not a party pooper. It's a HR person.
It's just Angela, not a party pooper.
Sorry, yeah. It's just Angela.
And one question that Abby's been
13,
asking.
1060, do you have HR that's fun? Abby's been asking this off the unicorn.
Air, Angela. And she's been asking about whether or not she's allowed to have petty cash when they go to the strip clubs.
I did not say that.
Is there a way to get that approved?
I'm not even going to answer that because I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's a maybe, I reckon. I reckon that's a maybe.
Are you coming? So what part are you coming to?
I'll be there the whole time, Abby.
Mm. Think of her as your human ankle bracelet.
I'm not taking Ange.
You don't have a choice. We don't have a choice.
There is a limited amount of people that can come, and I don't think we've catered for...
Ange packs her own lunch.
Do you know what that does mean, though? Because I did...
Of course she does.
I won't be eating anything there. Okay, I'll be packing my own lunch. Yeah.
Well, you won't be able to drink then because you allergies. Can't drink on an empty stomach. Do you drink?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely. No. Teetotaler. Yeah. And I know what you normally think there. More for me, designated driver. It's not how this works.
Angela, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning.
And now no one was going to enter.
Well, you've got two.
But I thought it was just a mother's meeting.
It
that's
is.
True.
That's
Angela
why
should make no difference.
Doesn't. I don't want to be that, but that's why we're just taking mum.
What? Are you a mother, Angela?
I'm not a mother. Nice. I'm not a mother, but
what about like a bad mother?
I know how to have fun in a responsible way, so that's why I'm coming. It's obviously very necessary.
All right, there we go.
God,
wasn't us, mate. Don't look at us like that.
If you would like to come along to a responsible long lunch,
But that's how you've been selling it the entire time.
Correct.
Turn it down. Turn that down. It's too loud.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
There's a video going viral. I think a lot of guys are getting triggered from it, maybe missing the point from it, but it's an interesting debate and one that is quite ludicrous when you think about it. Mm. But there's a lot going on in the world, and especially here in Australia, where there is a higher amount of women that have lost their lives at the hand of men. I think there's 26 women already this year, which is huge numbers. And they're saying that we're losing this fight against domestic violence, and that's why you would have seen a lot of rallies that's happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And this is why this viral video has meant so much to people. And the question is a crazy one of saying, would you prefer to be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear? And these are some of the answers.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear. Men are scary.
With a bear.
What I've heard about bears, they don't always attack you, right? Unless you, like, f*** with them. So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is, like, terrifying to say, but...
Definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man...
It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you hear all those answers together.
Mm.
And I guess the point, a lot of guys are getting triggered going, that's ridiculous, you know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't hurt you. And of course you wouldn't, but the essence of that video is taking a step back and realising that women get scared to walk down the street by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a hard thing to fathom, I guess, for a lot of guys. They're like, why?
Keeping your keys in your fists.
Yeah, because of course they're like, well, why? I'm never going to attack anyone. Mm. And of course... There are individuals that do and would, and it's happened to friends of a friend if it hasn't happened to them, and you've been in that scary situation, so all of a sudden you are fearful for your safety.
Mm.
So I think if a lot of guys put themselves in that position and realise, wait, what? Is my wife scared, or has she been scared, or is my daughter?
Mm.
And when you put it in that situation, you start going, holy moly.
Mm.
Well, they do ask that same question I saw to a guy. Mm-hmm. It was a woman asking her husband.
Yeah.
If our daughter was lost in the woods, would you prefer her to be there with a bear or a man? And he couldn't answer it.
Yeah.
And then eventually he said bear.
And what would you say?
I would have said bear too.
And why?
Well, I think taking this experiment on.
Yeah, because it is extreme and people go, wait a minute. Like, and I think a lot of people think of like...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, man versus nature. They're like, wait a minute, and really break it down.
Mm. But you don't... The thing is, what they're trying to say is you don't know who the man is. And you don't know what he's about. And I think what it's explaining is there, a bear seems more predictable because you know that a bear's likely going to try and eat you. You don't know the intentions of all men. And that's not to say that all men are terrible.
No, we need to get over that one.
It's just saying that there is also that danger there.
I think it's that step back and you're like, well, not all men, blah, 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 all that.
And you wouldn't trust
the bear. But 26 people in Australia, 26 women, have lost their lives at the hand of men. Just think of that.
And you wouldn't look at a bear and go, I might trust them to be okay.
No. You go, no.
But you might with a man who could turn on you. And that's what they're explaining there. A bear is never to be trusted.
Yes.
A man is and sometimes
and
isn't.
And can do worse.
Yeah.
I go to the gym on my way to work in the mornings. And as of about a week or two ago, and I'm normally by myself because it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Suck about.
Well, and now, though, there is a woman who comes in most mornings, and it's just me and her. And I find it very uncomfortable because I don't want to be threatening towards her. It's dark outside. There's no one else around. And it is a bit of a, I want her to feel comfortable. She must do because she's still coming. And I'm not doing anything, obviously. But it is in your mind to not make this woman feel uncomfortable in this situation.
Yeah.
Remember I used to go for runs in the morning?
Yeah.
And... I had to meet one of you guys or convince one of you guys to come.
Mm.
And then the other guy that we used to work with continued to go for runs by himself.
Mm.
And you think of it as that aspect. Like that was never a possibility for me.
Mm.
And if I wanted to, then I had to get either producer, a guy to come.
Mm.
And you just go, that's our norm.
Mm.
And it's so weird to now question it because I guess my generation never thought there was another option. And I think that's what's so sad of now going, well, wait a minute. We're kind of losing this battle, and that's why when we'll talk about later on today, where we actually need men to sort of step up and lean in and go, wait a minute, that's not right, that women don't feel safe.
I think it's also very important to say, hashtag not all bears. Because some would just leave.
But most of
Most of them. But most some of them. Some are reliable most members of the forest.
I think any, like really at its core, any member of society should feel safe to go about their day and not wonder if they're going to be murdered today. That's really the at the core of everything. And I think if I was a younger bloke, I probably would be all pissy about it, like some of them are. But to those guys, I would say when you do get a little older and you see bad stuff happen to people who you truly love, that does get pushed to the side fairly easily.
Can I ask why you would have got pissy? Like, what can we do to, I guess, avoid that so it's not becoming like an attacking thing? Because it's not. Like, it's really, no one has ever accused
of. And I know that, but I do feel young men are not getting the message properly because they do feel attacked. And for lack of a better word, I think it is just maturity. Is they're feeling like, oh, I haven't done anything wrong or I'm not doing anything wrong. And that's not the point. The point is there are people doing stuff wrong. You know, and not to feel just because you haven't done the wrong thing that you can't potentially grow into the problem. Your behavior has to, you have to make sure you constantly watch your behavior to make sure you don't turn around one day and go, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
Because it can easily happen.
Yeah.
Those videos are all over the internet. So if you want to jump on and have a look, it's quite the social experiment to go and check out.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I'm going to admit, I don't entirely understand the website that is Reddit, but occasionally it has pockets of gold in there. I don't know how it works, but you know.
Okay.
Do you know how it works?
Well, yeah, people just contribute.
Yeah.
Do you know how Wikipedia works?
Yeah.
Do you know how, so www, do you know how that works?
Well, there's another W.
Okay, sorry. World Wide Web.
Isn't it just like a notice board?
Yeah.
Like where you just, but you digital, but you can just write stuff on it? Yeah.
So someone went up there and asked for Brisbane hacks, Brisbane life hacks. They must have moved here and they want to know the ins and outs of how the town works. Some were taking the mickey, but some were actually quite helpful, I thought.
The first one's blown my mind and I was like, bull crap. So I had to go and look. It's right. Do you know, Maddie, that in the city, the girls name streets go in one direction and the boy name streets go in the other direction. So when you look on there, one will only intersect. So you've got like Adelaide Street, Mary Street, Elizabeth Street. They'll go in one direction.
Then you've got George Street, Edward Street,
and they go in the opposite direction.
So they all line up.
My mind.
So what if a street identifies as something else?
Well, it can't. No. I mean, Queen Street Mall, the girliest of them all. But yeah, next to it is Adelaide, and on the other side is Elizabeth, Charlotte, Mary, Margaret, Alice. See,
I got to tell that to my mum because my mum refuses to drive in the city there.
And but she knows.
She said to me, she goes, you go down one street, you can't go back up it.
Well, you're stuck. I don't like the one-way ones. But Felix, Edward, Albert, George, Riverside Expressway.
And it does mean, so if you're on a male street, you'll only intersect with female name streets. And if you're on a female street, you'll only intersect with male streets.
Oh, that's, I guess that's handy, hey?
Well, once you know it.
Do you reckon they did that on purpose or they just started that way and they're like, oh, all right, let's just continue?
Pretty sure they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
This one I didn't know and it's good information. If you want to pet, scrub turkeys on Kangaroo Point Park are free. You can just take them.
Well, I reckon I'd investigate that one.
What do you mean?
Because they're native. You're not allowed to,
as I said, some people are taking the piss on this.
Right, okay. Yeah. I just need to point that out.
I think you have to invite them. I think that was the biggest thing. You can't take them, but if you'd like to invite them back to yours, and you're allowed.
Then you get that whole dog with a magpie.
For some wild turkey shots.
Problems. Some parking hacks that are interesting. When going to Chermside Shops, park in the nearby street of Hamilton Road so you don't have to deal with the godforsaken shopping centre car park locally known as Mordor.
That's a great hack.
Yeah. And here's another parking one. Free parking for Suncorp and the CBD, etc. Go to 276 Petrie Terrace opposite the Normanby. It's an empty building with an unregulated car park attached. Don't know how legal that is, so don't say I told you. But,
Buy a house 25 years ago. That's it. That's the hack. You'll be rich.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'd known that a while ago.
But this one.
What was that address again?
276 Petrie Terrace.
That's just down the road from us here.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
Let's see. But that's while it's currently empty. It might. If it gets a tenant in there.
But listen to this one.
Okay.
This is the one that everyone went, oh, I wasn't into this style of entertainment, but I might be this year. This may be unethical, but for Brisbane, you can enter the bush poetry competition at the Ekka for $10 for adults and $5 for children, and it includes a free ticket to People's Day.
So is that cheaper than the entry?
Yes.
Sick.
So you just got to write a bush poem.
That's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah. Don't know how they feel about that knowledge being out there, but I'm brushing up.
So you're saying the poetry have not increased their fees in years?
Yeah, well, probably because they don't have a lot of entries.
Yeah. They probably said, we'll throw in a ticket for you to make people enter it.
Yes.
Because there's always the committee every year is probably like, is it time to kill the bush poetry?
No.
They're like, we've had 782 entries this year. I think we have to keep it alive.
You can belt out anything from, you don't even need to write your own, you know that?
Oh, really?
No, poets can choose to belt out anything from established bush ballads to their original work.
So you could just do The Man from Snowy River or, wow, there you go.
Yeah, so it's more just
In news, tickets for Ekka sales were way down, but the bush poetry had 100,050 contestants.
We do give away the free tickets here as well, so you could always just win them off us when it swings around.
And then just enter into the bush poetry because you want it.
Yeah, for fun. Mm. All right, guys, stand by next. $100,000 is our prize we give away with Carrie and Tom in the afternoon. They're playing their time game. You want to be there to have a crack? We're going to get you on the standby list next.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I am now with Small Steps for Hannah, trying to educate, help out the community and also fundraise, helping survivors of DV.
There were a lot of rallies over the weekend and it has been so disgusting to work out how many women have lost their lives at the hands of men already this year, that the numbers are so high. There's been 30. And a lot of the rallies are going on saying, hey, we're putting in a lot of funding. What are we doing? Because it is not working. And I guess for me personally, I've put my hand up to help out a lot of domestic violence charities over the years that I've worked in media. Mm-hmm. And you look at the room and a lot of them are predominantly women. And I guess we have really focused on women and trying to save their lives and getting them away from people that have put violence onto them. But then I think there is a bit of a shift of going, well, it's not working. How do we get men involved in this problem so we can find solutions? Maybe it is getting help for perpetrators and realizing that they weren't born that way, that something has happened, and maybe we need to focus on the taboo and learn a lot more for it. And one person that I have really admired is working with Small Steps for Hannah, one of Hannah's best friends, Dave. He's really thrown himself into study, and you've just done such an amazing job with it, Dave. Morning.
Good morning. You're too kind.
Well, I say that because I know the pain that you've gone through since losing Hannah and even knowing her three children quite well as well, and you have thrown yourself in to study, and you are going to be responsible for going to the schools and I guess making a change in the same way that, you know, bullying has, you know, had so much of a change, and also with Daniel Morecambe going into the school talking about child safety, and we're hoping that this is the change starting with children. But one thing that you went to was the rally over the weekend, Dave, and you take it from a different point of view of saying we need men involved with this.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's such a complex issue that we're looking at, and if we continue to sit back and say, you know, women need to change what they're wearing or cover their drinks or travel in groups, then we're not actually going to address the problem of violence against women, because the problem of violence against women really sits within men's behavior and having conversations with the men around us about what we can do to support women feeling more safe.
Because it's saying, you know, go to the rally, a lot of people are, we should have more men speaking, because then, you know, men will, you know, be able to hear and be able to understand it. But you're kind of like, it's not just that. And that's really not the answer. They need to be in the audience. They need to be listening to it. It needs to be said in, I guess, the locker rooms, where there's been a lot of men's behaviour where it's kind of been the norm, or guys haven't really spoken up about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I think it's just more of a society issue. And I feel like as women, we're like, it hasn't worked and would really like more involvement for men. Would you say that would be true?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the thing, is that it's not waiting until the violence happens. It's not waiting until we see really, really big problems and saying, oh, now we need to intervene. It's recognizing all those kind of locker room chats and you know, behaviours that we hear and see, where we normalise sexism or the degradation of women or the dehumanisation of women through objectifying them. Where we start to hear those things happening, that's where we can start to intervene and have conversations with our mates and change the direction, change the path from there, rather than waiting at the end of the line where the violence is already happening.
Because I've spoken to some men that are talking at a lot of these different events, and they're saying that being a male trying to find solutions to DV patterns and behaviours can be quite isolating because there's not as many in there.
Yeah, it can be. I think that's part of the challenge is finding other blokes who are in it, not just because they want to be part of the conversation, but also for the reasons that support women's safety as well. Like it can be isolating when you first step into it, but I think the most isolating part of it for me was looking at it and looking at what contributes to violence against women and realizing that I was part of the continuum, I was part of the culture that supports men to make women feel unsafe. You know, I told sexist jokes, I had objectified women, I had sat across the table from a man who murdered my best friend and had conversations like that with him. Mm. You see yourself in that and you start to develop a bit of a resistance around it. And to me, it looked like, as Abby, you said earlier, like I did a lot of research and I spent most of my first 9 months researching how to prove it wrong, how to prove that I wasn't part of the problem, how to prove that I those sexist jokes didn't link to women feeling unsafe and to men feeling like they could cause more harm to women.
One of the other things, Dave, I think that blokes need to get their head around is when there are conversations around saying that men are violent towards women or men do certain things, we have a tendency to get our backs up against the wall and go, well, I don't, and I, you know, you're just blanketing all men. And at the end of the day, the numbers are what the numbers are. And what I would say is to the men who are doing the right thing, don't feel attacked by it. The message is purely saying men, because that's the statistics, but it's not pointing the finger at every man saying that you do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to be black and white with the message. And the men who are being respectful to women, who have wives, who have daughters, who want them protected, don't be afraid of that conversation, because it will possibly save your daughter's life one day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the conversation is never about all men. It's never been about all men, but it being part of the problem. But all men can contribute to the solution, absolutely. And those contributions come through those conversations we have with our mates or we have with our colleagues or peers about some of the comments and the jokes and the kinds of things that actually make women feel unsafe and the things that they don't want their daughter or their partner or whoever else to go through. It's recognizing that all of those things should be all people should be able to feel safe under that same respect.
And I think that is so true. And I don't think women are actually saying we would like your help. Like we love men and we're actually saying we really need your help to teach your mates different, if there's anything, or teach that behaviour. Because when I was a young girl walking past a work site, you used to get abused. Like, you know what I mean? And there used to be catcalling and stuff. Being honest, it really is uncomfortable. You'd hold your breath when you go past. And I don't think that happens anymore.
No.
But there's still these trends that are, you know what I mean, of how to deal with anger, how to deal with jealousy, you know. And, Dave, it broke my heart hearing you once when Hannah and the perpetrator were out and Hannah wanted to stay out with you and he wanted to go home. And you looked at it from that point of view where you kind of go, you didn't actually say like, you know, Hannah should stay with me. It was like, oh, you know, isn't it nice that he cares about her? Where you look back at it from different things and you go, there was really controlling behaviour.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, it was really like I was driving and I thought, you know, he wanted, I said, I'll drop you home and then I can take her and the girls out, or I'll take her and the girls out, then I'll drop you home. And he said, no, she doesn't need to go out. And in that moment, I was like, oh, I thought it was about, he didn't want to inconvenience me for driving and dropping them out and all that sort of stuff. But he actually wanted to make sure he could keep an eye on hand. And it's those things that, you know, in hindsight, when I look back, it's there was a lot more going on there than what I was, not only what I realized, but what I was willing to let myself believe.
Yeah.
It has been amazing how you've thrown yourself into the study, Dave, and how many people you are helping, and especially, you know, for the kids, for the young age, going into the school groups. You should be bloody proud of what you have decided to do and what you are currently doing.
Yeah, thanks, Abby. We do everything we can, I think, with the things that we go through, and we just try and find a way forward to support others to feel safe and contribute to the safety of everyone else as well.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you this morning, mate. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, team. Really appreciate your time as well.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I have a date with your wife, Esther, and I feel like I've thrown her in the deep end here because you always seem to cover for Scott,
right,
my husband. Like, if I say anything bad, you'll always come up with some sort of reason of why that's happened, right? Except occasionally you're like, oh, I can't even support that man this time.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, there's benefit of the doubt, but sometimes...
Sometimes he's just plain wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. And you've got to cut that guy loose because you're tarred with the same brush. I get it. Yeah.
No, yeah. But I feel
he
like...
He went too far that time.
See you, brother.
I feel like I stuffed up this morning when I said something to you because your eyes were like, did she? And I was like, nah.
I know I knew. I knew something was up. I'm not an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot, but I didn't know if it was a secret.
I'm a dum-dum, but I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Because we are doing something that you guys should actually say thank you for, because we're right into recycling clothing. And I was really excited because they've got this Love Me Again market where you can like rent a rack or rent a stall, mm-hmm, and you take all your clothes there and you have to sell them.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, this is going to be great because I'm going to tell Esther about it and she's going to go, oh my God, you're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it to her and I said, we should do this together. And do you know what she said?
No.
I did that last weekend.
Oh, ouch.
I was like, this ouch. Specific one? And she's like, yeah. Gosh, she's across everything.
You know what I love
very
about this, though?
Very hard to impress an impressible girl.
You said, you thought to yourself, I have a lot of clothes that I can sell. Who else do I know has an abundance of clothes that they also could sell?
But you know what?
And my wife was the first person who popped into your head.
Yeah, Maddie, but when she went, she just bought stuff.
Well, this
funny
is
say the that I ruined the ending.
Because Bruce Willis was a ghost. I'm so sorry.
You take a lot of clothes like there, and I was like, what do you mean you've already gone last weekend? She said, well, I had this massive clean out and I gave all the clothes to my friend because she put them in her stall. She said, but I'd be really interested to go again because I've got more, which is great. She had the massive clean out and she's still got more. And I didn't think that she's got heaps of clothes. I just think because she always looks amazing and she looks after her clothes and they'd be great resale value. So that's why I thought of her. And plus, I have to think about someone who would want to spend the Sunday with.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's really the best. So she goes to the Milton one. I was like, cool, I'll look at it. She said, it's the best fashion market she's been to. People are selling everything. And she said, but you can't browse while you're in the stall because then you don't make money. So last time she did go and spend a lot. But I was like, well, don't worry about it. We'll take it in shifts.
Yeah.
So you go and buy and I'll look after it and vice versa. But I feel like I stuffed up because I said how much he made and you went, did she? Mm. Did she say how much she made last time?
No, of course she didn't. I knew she'd made some money.
How much did you think she'd made?
I didn't know. I don't know, a few $100.
Yeah.
How much did she make?
Like 100.
How much did she really make?
I mean, he
just said he's not an idiot. He's a dumb
No, I know, but I feel like I've threw her in the deep end there because I'm like, I don't know how much she said. It's like going to the hairdresser and you're like, you say that cost you 100 when really it was like 400, but you had to siphon the money. Siphon? Yeah.
Siphon
the money from other places to be at. Well, okay, sorry. Yep. Steal the money from other places.
There you go.
Borrow it.
She bought some stuff while she was there.
Yeah,
she did stuff.
Yeah, but she made $400. She made $400.
Wow.
Which is on secondhand clothes.
Yeah, but then if she didn't buy stuff, she would have made more, but that's okay.
Yeah.
$400.
You know, I said to her, and I don't really care that much that she spends, like she buys clothes or whatever, but it's just a bit of fun to tease. You know, you tease?
Yes, you flirt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what, yeah.
She always says to me, how many lawnmowers have you got?
You know?
You only have one.
Oh, I've got a couple.
Do you have more than one lawnmower? How many grass are you cutting?
I had three at one point.
You had three lawnmowers.
Why? Yeah. Oh, is that because one makes the decoration?
Well, I had one that was electric, but that was no good. I just wanted to give it a go. So I gave,
so
that,
how
to
much
my,
did that,
I gave
cost?
It to my mum. Oh, give a couple of bucks, give or take.
How and
then
much
I, then
did that
I had
one
a cylinder
cost?
Mower, but I got rid of that because it wasn't any good.
Quick, yeah.
So I'll probably get another one.
How much? Did the cylinder...
It's hard to know.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, when you exchange the money...
Yeah, well, I gave it to my mum, so it was a gift to my mother to help her.
Matthew, how much did it cost?
Oh, it was like $80, something like that.
Sure.
$80 for a...
No, not a cylinder mower. No, that I bought on Marketplace and resold it, got my money back.
So it was only 80?
No, that was like $1,200 or something.
$1,200 for...
Yeah, but now, do you know, they go for like $5,000. Ooh. I should have kept it. I would have made more money.
It's not an antique. It doesn't go up in value.
It does. Cylinder mowers do.
Why? They still make them.
Why is he being questioned and she just gets carte
because
blanche?
Because I felt guilty about the $400 and
I'm
now the chunk
it
over here is
got...
Love
me mower again market or something.
They're good though. She'd like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said to her, when I teased her about her clothes, I said to her one day, I'm like, why do you need so many of them? Like, why do you need this much? And she said... It's your wrapping paper for your Christmas and birthday present.
That's good.
So
that's
don't you so dare good. Question me.
And what does she do for the other days of the year?
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's a long play.
Someone else's.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah. I felt better about it for like half a second.
Sometimes she wears four outfits and we play pass the parcel.
Oh, stop!
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Alpha Box. Tomorrow is the 33 days of September, April, June. No, tomorrow is the 1st of May. It's going to be May. Oh, missed opportunity.
Oh, no. Your letter is K for night. And some of your answers are Kendall, Krusty and Knife.
Rightio, that is to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow for $20,000 too. Yes. It's 20K in May. God, it's all bloody going on. No, they really need to move that so it gets to that. It's going to be May.
Wait for it. What's it going to be though? Because it's been January.
Is it October maybe?
No, not yet. Because we just had February.
Mm-hmm. Then we had March.
Halfway through April. It's gonna
be May. Oh, yeah, there we go.
May. Nailed the post.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt, the B105 Breakfast Show.